This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. May 14th update for pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams, and I have very sobering bad news today. It looks like Trump has turned against us. It's increasingly difficult to explain away Trump's decisions, and I'll explain some of them here involving the military distributing and injecting vaccines nationwide. That's the new plan now, the military, really? Trump's plan looks like medical tyranny, and it's very difficult to explain this away as some kind of 4D chess. You know, we've all heard that before. Oh, that Trump's actions are 4D chess or 5D chess or 6D chess. No, sometimes they're just tyranny. And that looks like what we're facing. But here, let me present to you what's happening. And then you decide whether you think Trump is on our side or on Big Pharma's side. Because it's pretty clear to me he's now just jumped in with Big Pharma. But here's what's going on. So just today, he announced that he would deploy the military to have very rapid vaccinations, very, very fast, all across the country, using the military. And then yesterday, the Department of Defense under Trump announced and celebrated this big contract, $100+ million, for 500 million doses of these, well, I should say 500 million injection devices called ApiJect that are later going to be filled with vaccines. And these are injection devices, again, 500 million, and the population of America is only 327 million. So this is more than one for every man, woman, and child. And the ApiJect company brags on its main webpage, right on the homepage, about how its products are RFID tracking and GPS tracking tied to a mobile phone app that uploads all the data to a government cloud. So they can track the location and the identity and the RFID, barcode scanning, essentially, of who has been vaccinated. And that goes into a government database. And then the government tracks your vaccine status. And then on top of all of that, Trump has appointed now as a new, quote, vaccine czar, a former executive of GlaxoSmithKline. That is the criminal felony corporation, GSK, that admitted to multiple felony crimes in a settlement with the DOJ under the Obama administration. Glaxo, as it's sometimes called, was running a nationwide illegal network of bribery, bribing 44,000 U.S. doctors with kickbacks and gifts and funding so that those doctors would prescribe its drugs. In fact, we interviewed the key whistleblower who blew the whistle on this and went to the government. And this was a practice that Glaxo had carried out in every state in America. So GlaxoSmithKline, in a very unusual settlement, had to admit to committing felony crimes. This is who Trump has chosen to work with, an executive of that company. And Trump is talking about Operation Warp Speed. What's Operation Warp Speed? Oh, it's a big fast-track vaccine program that bypasses all the normal quality controls and all the normal testing and clinical trials and just says, basically, F it. We're going to just roll out vaccines nationwide for, you know, the whole country in basically 7 months. And Trump wants vaccines before the end of this year for at least 100 million Americans. And he's going to have the military deploy these vaccines. So those are the facts of what Trump has openly talked about and celebrated so far. And if you put the puzzle together on this, I mean, if you just connect the dots, I mean, I ask you, is there any other way to see this other than Donald Trump has jumped in with Big Pharma, that he's a Big Pharma puppet, that he's going to have vaccine mandates and total medical dictatorship tyranny, the military forcibly injecting people against their will? I mean, is there some other way to interpret this that I'm missing? First of all, why would you need the military to distribute vaccines? You have FedEx and UPS and the U.S. mail. You don't need the military in the United States on domestic soil. You don't need the military to distribute packages of vaccines. FedEx does that. And believe me, FedEx does it for a fraction of the price of the U.S. military. And why would you have the military engaged in vaccine deliveries and vaccine administration? And the answer is, the only reason you'd use the military is because at some point, coercion is going to be involved. You need the military, at least Trump wants the military to do this, because it's going to be a gunpoint vaccination, folks. If it was all voluntary, there are plenty of pharmacists and nurses and doctors who'd be happy to administer vaccines all across the country. Plenty of them, millions of them. There's no shortage of people willing to give other people shots. Every CVS pharmacy has probably plenty of people willing to give shots. No, the reason you use the military is because it's going to be gunpoint vaccination. Gunpoint. And note carefully that Trump has never said that this is going to be optional. He's never come out and said we're going to respect medical freedom and health choice. No, instead, what he's really implying, at least, is that the U.S. government is going to carry out nationwide medical rape of certainly all the frontline healthcare workers. I mean, it's going to be mandated if you're a doctor or a nurse or a police officer or a firefighter or an EMT or whatever. If you interact with the public, a school teacher, you're going to be forcibly vaccinated with an untested, experimental, unsafe vaccine that bypassed all the normal clinical trials and long-term safety testing. Now, imagine that. In effect, and I can't see any other way to interpret this, it looks like President Trump has basically agreed to turn over the American people to be used as guinea pigs in Big Pharma's mad vaccine medical experiments. That's what it looks like. We're all about to be subjected to Tuskegee, except it's not just black people, it's everybody. That's what it looks like he's doing. I mean, you tell me, is there some other interpretation of this? No, it's some super secret, 7D chess. He's actually going to fill in the blank that's going to end up protecting liberty and keeping America free and prosecuting the vaccine criminals, But I don't see any scenario where that happens. It looks like Trump is all in with the vaccine criminals. It looks like Trump has become a vaccine pusher. Trump has become a Big Pharma puppet. That's what it looks like. And I've also noticed that Trump seems to be, maybe he's drugged or something. Maybe they've done a Jason Bourne on him, or they've pulled a Manchurian candidate, treatment or some kind on Trump. Or I don't know. Maybe they're slowly poisoning him to death or something. But when he talks now, he talks like a 7-year-old. Now, I know a lot of anti-Trump people have said that all along, and maybe there's some truth to that, but now it's so pronounced, it's just bizarre. You hear him saying things, and this is kind of a paraphrase, like, we're going to mobilize the military for very, very fast, rapid deployment, because everybody really, really needs very, very fast. And it's like, it sounds like the way a 7-year-old would tell a story, maybe a 5-year-old, I don't know. Something's not right with Trump's brain. Now, I predicted Trump's victory in 2016. And as you well know, I voted for Trump and I supported Trump. And I sacrificed a lot to stand up for Trump, by the way. I mean, I sacrificed like you can't believe. The censorship and the deplatforming and the attacks and all the just vicious, smear jobs in the media and everything. Most of that was directed toward Trump supporters. And all along, myself and others, we were saying, well, don't worry, Trump is going to go to bat for us. He's going to go after big tech and restore free speech, and he's going to drain the swamp, and he's going to initiate investigations into the vaccine industry with the help of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And Trump's going to be our guy. He's the one guy who's not a swamp creature. And I held true to that hope for until recently, frankly, until just now. And now it's obvious that Trump isn't going to take down big tech. He's not going to defend free speech. If anything, he seems to want big tech to do really well economically so that the stock market numbers can go higher. Trump is just totally obsessed with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and whatever it takes to get that number higher is what Trump is supporting now. The people be damned. His own supporters be damned. I mean, he's throwing his own supporters to the wolves, to the vaccine wolves. Trump is basically saying, hey, Big Pharma, you can run Tuskegee medical experiments on all my supporters. The Trumpers and the anti-Trumpers alike, frankly, they're all going to be hit with this experimental, unsafe, dangerous vaccine. And I can't help but conclude that Trump's going to lose his base over this. And I mean, he's lost me at this point. Unless something dramatic changes and, you know, he comes out the next day and says, aha, I was just baiting Big Pharma to make a mistake. We're going to arrest Fauci and all the death science pushers. They're going to jail. Unless he does something like that, I'm not voting for Trump. No way. I'm not voting for some Big Pharma puppet. And I think a lot of Trump supporters are going to be thinking the same thing. Like, we voted for this guy to fight for us, to fight for freedom, to fight against censorship, to fight against medical tyranny and Big Pharma tyranny so that we could have freedom, which includes health freedom and vaccine choice, you know, my body, my choice, right? It's a progressive idea, but it's also embraced by Trump supporters and conservatives when it comes to the, you know, the pro-liberty, pro-health contingent, which is very large, very strong. In fact, I see, frankly, a lot of progressives and a lot of former Trump supporters kind of joining together in a kumbaya moment here to oppose Big Pharma and the Trump, Fauci, pharma vaccine mandates. And it's really hard not to look at this situation and think that Trump has become truly a puppet of Big Pharma and an enemy of the very ideals that he once claimed to stand for. I mean, who's going to vote for Trump if he's running around having soldiers shove a rifle in your face and a needle in your arm? Is that what you voted for if you voted for Trump in 2016? That's not what I voted for. I voted for freedom of speech, the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. And frankly, we need a health freedom amendment. We'll call it Amendment 2.5. We need a health freedom amendment, right? But Trump has gone all against that. Now he's just, oh, we got to get 100 million vaccines. We got to get 300 million vaccines. We got to deploy the military. We have to have rapid vaccines. Everybody vaccinated. Because I guess he's been convinced, maybe by Fauci, that vaccines are going to be this magical silver bullet against the virus. It's going to get America totally immune overnight. No one's going to be harmed. And the economy is going to bounce back. And Trump's going to be the greatest president ever. Let me tell you how this is really going to go down. There's going to be a second wave of infections. It's going to be bad. Trump's going to be blamed. He's going to push vaccine mandates. The vaccine won't be safe. People are going to start getting maimed and maybe paralyzed, certainly hospitalized, and some of them dropping dead from the vaccine all over the country. And Trump's going to turn into a military medical dictator tyrant. Because he's going to say everybody's got to get vaccinated so we can get the stock market back. Because the Dow. Because again, Trump tied his entire presidency to this one number. Something that I said was foolish, you know, over a year ago. And I don't think that Trump respects health freedom. And we already know that Trump doesn't have any real knowledge in the area of virology or infectious disease. I mean, he pretended this was no big deal for months. You know, you saw that in January and February. He was just, this is no big deal. It's going to go away. It's going to vanish. You'll wake up one day and it'll be gone. And even at that time, I was saying, what? Do you not understand infectious disease transmission? Do you not understand the R-naught value of this? I mean, ACE2 receptors, lungs, human tissue? And the truth is, no. He didn't understand any of that. And he thought, see, Trump, you know, pardon my language here, but Trump is a bullshit artist, right? He bullshits his way through life. He bullshitted his way through real estate, getting loans from banks by just bullshitting them. This is what makes him a good negotiator with China, by the way. He's good on geopolitics negotiations because he just bullshits his way through, you know, China and Russia and everything. It's a skill set for geopolitics. But for some reason, he thought he could bullshit the coronavirus. And it turns out you can't. The virus doesn't care about your bullshit. The virus just feeds on human beings and replicates. That's why Trump didn't have anybody in the White House wear a mask until recently when, oh my God, it's spread all over the West Wing. People are getting infected. Secret Service agents are infected. And then Trump orders everybody to wear a mask except him and Pence. So you people wear masks, but I'm not going to wear a mask. That seems to be the Trump approach at this point. which is pretty pathetic, by the way. He should set an example. He should be a leader. He should wear the mask on TV, set an example. But no, he doesn't want to do that because he doesn't understand anything about infectious disease. That's why I said recently, gosh, I hope we don't get in a nuclear war with China because we'll have to teach Trump about the atom and, you know, fission and, you know, weapons grade uranium or plutonium or whatever combination they're using these days in those bombs. I mean, Trump doesn't know anything about science, nothing about infectious disease, nothing about nutrition, obviously. He knows about finance and real estate and bullshittery. That's what he ran on, and that's what he got elected on. And frankly, that would have worked if not for the virus. That would have worked. He could keep doing his rallies, you know, if not for the virus. He would have won re-election because Joe Biden is an Alzheimer's patient. And Trump would have walked away with this election, no problem. But instead, the virus kicked in. Trump doesn't know anything about medicine. He tries to bullshit the virus. The virus says, you know, screw you. I'm going to just keep infecting people anyway. And now Trump is just trying to push for the reopening of the economy, which is going to accelerate the infections and the spread. And at this point, I don't see how Trump can really win in November except by some miracle. I think his odds of winning right now are very slim. The only thing that's saving his possibility is the fact that Joe Biden is such a horrible candidate. And that Joe Biden was involved in the Ukraine scandal and the unmasking, you know, FISA warrant scandal. And Joe Biden doesn't know where he is and can't really survive any kind of debate because his brain is just not functioning. I mean, I feel sorry for him. The Democrats should have picked somebody else, not Joe Biden. And frankly, a lot of Republicans are now thinking that the GOP should pick somebody else other than Trump because Trump has just dropped the ball. So the election in November is coming down to, you know, one person who has lost his mind. That's Biden, in case you're not clear who I'm referring to. And then the other person, Trump, who is scientifically and medically illiterate. And so, you know, it's a question of one candidate has lost his mind. The other candidate doesn't know how to use his mind for this application. Who do you vote for? Who do you vote for? You know, that's why I'm not even voting at all right now unless something changes. But my own personal politics in this are really irrelevant to the fact that if Trump continues on this path, I mean, he's going to lose his support base. I tell you what, conservatives have awakened to health freedom over all this. I mean, they're tired of being told what to do. They're tired of the lockdowns. They don't want to be forcibly injected with vaccines, some experimental fast-track Bill Gates vaccine. You know how many conservatives are going to say, F you, to a vaccine mandate? I mean, it's going to be a tidal wave of resentment against Trump. Trump will lose his base if he pushes that. Big Pharma is not the friend of humanity, and Trump jumping in with Big Pharma, it's a catastrophic mistake, and it's a huge tactical error, by the way. And I think it could very well cost Trump this election and maybe even get Trump blamed for all the people who end up getting killed by this vaccine. And not just the initial infection or injection, a little Freudian slip there, but the subsequent infection, the secondary infection that happens later that produces the cytokine storm response that gets people killed. So the first vaccine sets you up for the inflammatory response. A secondary infection then is what ends up getting you killed. That is what I see as a very likely scenario here. That's what I see happening. And who's going to get blamed for all that? Oh, Trump. They're practically setting a trap for him. Trump's going to get blamed. They're going to say, well, he went too fast. Operation Warp Speed was a catastrophe. All these people died. I mean, it's interesting that I don't even know if the mainstream media is going to be willing to say that anybody died from the vaccine. But if they can blame Trump for it, they might be willing to do that. You know, they might say this is the Trump vaccine, that all the other vaccines are safe. But this Trump vaccine, oh my God, this Operation Warp Speed, it was irresponsible, it was dangerous, and it's all these dead bodies are on Trump's shoulders. I can see that happening. Throwing him under the bus by blaming him for the vaccine fatalities. Yep, that's not much of a stretch, is it? So stay alert. There's a lot that's about to happen here, a lot. And I think Trump's going to lose his support, and I think he's lost his mind here. on this. I think he's jumped in with Big Pharma, and I think it's a fatal mistake. And I think he'll go down in flames and be blamed for all of this, the economic collapse, the mass deaths, the second wave, the vaccine side effects, everything. It's going to be Trump, that he's responsible for all of this. Not hard to see that that's the narrative that's coming. Very sad, because we used to have high hopes for this man to challenge the deep state and drain the swamp and all these other things. Really, none of that happened, did it? And now we're all banned and censored and deplatformed. The economy is in the tank. The virus is still spreading, and our president is just, everybody take a vaccine, and we're going to deploy the military. Oh, great. Yeah, not the scenario we were voting for, Mr. Trump, in 2016. Not at all. In fact, that's pretty much the opposite of what we were voting for. So let's hope something changes. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Catch more news at pandemic.news. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.